welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Rob, who plays Codex, a.k.a. Travis Lang.
Howdy.
Wait, Lang? Natalie, who plays Mirage, a.k.a. Athena Richards.
Good job.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera, a.k.a. Chris... Hardison?
No.
Give me a hint. How close am I?
You got the H. You got the H.
Okay. Hollerin.
Hollerin.
Fuck, I'm not going to get that one. I don't know why.
Your last name is the only one I forget.
I don't know why, but it's just like my brain doesn't trip in the area. All right. So let's do question of the day, and it is Natalie's turn to come up with that.
What is your vacation destination?
Of choice.
Of choice. For your character.
Alrighty.
Alright, I guess I'd have to go with the Appalachian Trail. He has a lot of Boy Scouting experience, and it's a lot to take in. It's a long trail, lots of things to see, so a whole bunch of times you go there.
I mean, you can always
start a new location.
Yeah, a different part, yeah. What's any particular part, stretch that is his favorite, or not really?
The whole thing.
It's very different the whole way.
I know. Like
if you're in the Smokies, if you're in the Smokies, or
that's the point.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Yellowstone,
the super volcano.
Uh huh. Lots of hiking.
By the way, in this world, that place is protected to hell. There's a full ass. I don't want to say military base, but I want to say there's like a full ass Cape team that operates out of there just in case. Two of which have tectonic powers, just in case. Shh, it's okay, Earth. Don't be so mad. Because what happens if Yellowstone goes?
It'll go.
You lose North America and most of South America.
And part
of Europe.
The fallout with the cold air.
It would drop the temperature of the Earth by 20 degrees.
Yeah.
It would not kill everybody, but it would fuck up the entire Western Hemisphere. I did some research on it the other day.
Gotcha.
A couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Book research or... research?
No, because I established that team in universe already, and that is their whole job. Occasionally they'll go help like a big issue, like a wildfire or something like that, because they're good for that, but then they immediately go back to Yellowstone. And Natalie, what's your answer?
Hawaii.
Oh, how many times has she been?
Two.
And she went with her parents both times?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Any particular reason? Or just
Jurassic Park.
What? Like
Isla
Nublar?
What?
Yeah,
It was filmed in Hawaii.
Okay, I believe you. Jungles and shit, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking Isla Nublar, the island of...
It's a tourist destination. It has, there's like a plaque that says that they filmed Jurassic Park here.
Yeah, I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So, who remembers what happened last time? And who can restate it in less than a minute?
We found out my teacher was possibly evil. Reported it to Bridget Lands. She reported up the chain and told us to
get lost.
Yeah.
So we got lost in the forest and found a magic type tree.
Yep, which we entered and found ourselves an entrance to a dungeon.
Yep. And you had some automatons that appeared.
Yep.
Yep, and we have Isabel with us.
Isabel, the...
sibling.
My sibling.
Yes, thank you.
I knew we had an extra with us. I could not remember what.
I want for you to print out the character sheets and just have them like.
I will have to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Just see that. You're like, oh, who is it today? And then you just replace the levels because I made them all super easy to do. All right, so it's gonna be initiative as you guys are being attacked by three automatons, one from each tunnel.
Is it the one we came in from?
No. No, I'm sorry. It's two tunnels. One drops out of the ceiling.
That's not that bad.
I'm going to ask, do you want me to roll one time or three times?
It's however you want to do it.
I was asking y'all, but how about this? I'll just roll one set advantage.
22.
I'll roll... Yeah, never mind. Oh, it didn't fucking matter. Okay. I have a 17. I took disadvantage.
I have an 18. 16 plus 2.
I had a 16 and a 15. I took the 15. So plus 2 is 17. The bad guys...
Because I'm the bad guys.
Duh.
I don't
know. So yeah, I'm at 14.
14? As a bard? Or not a bard.
I'm not a bard.
God damn it.
Oh my god. Get it right, man.
One of these days you're going to take a level of bard just so I'm not wrong. And pick up healing spells and skill and expertise.
What were you?
I'm 22. 22.
How far apart are they?
There's one in the center, and then there's two towards the, I'm sorry, there's one that's towards the back where it dropped out of the ceiling, and then there's two coming in from the sides. So they are not closer to you. Not one of them is closer than 30 feet.
Okay, but the farthest two apart, would you say, are 60 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, yeah, the room you're in is 60 feet wide, and there's, like, that's the two outsides, and then the one at the back of the room is, you know, equilateral triangle of 60 feet. All right, so Art, what is the top of the order? 22.
I literally just... I'll put the pencil here, because that's where I would be writing if I get hit. Okay. Polly.
Oh, should I describe them better to you guys?
Yes, please.
So it looked like they were made out of some kind of runic brass. Not gold, but like a runic... like a in very tightly inlaid steel and brass with... they have two arms... and it looks like they have some kind of like piston in the center of their chest, as well as on their legs they have blades, like where they kick with them. And you see the one in the back is the thing on its chest is looks like it's got energy behind it, like it's charging it.
How close am I to it? How close am I to it?
The one in the back?
Either of them?
Like 90 feet from the back.
So I can. I should probably hit with my bow.
Sure. Or to your left. Diagonally to your left, there's 30 feet, isn't that one with a... it's with weapons out.
Okay, so I'll shoot the nearest one.
Okay.
So it is a +9 to hit, so we got... oh, do I have lucky?
I don't know if you do on this character. You have to check.
Wait, you know, 10 total to hit?
You net 1?
10 total to hit!
That's a net 1. Roll to see how bad it is.
I rolled a 19.
You're fine.
Fantastic. I love the range of this die, truly.
Is that the yeet and...
no, it's these ones that Rob gave us.
Got it. Huh. All right. By the way, the 1 and the 19 are at one face apart. That is not range. That is just weighted the one way weirdly.
16.
Okay.
Okay. Was that my turn?
That was your...
I fucking hate level 4.
You have a bonus action? You're level 3 still.
Do again?
You have a bonus action. You could do something with it. You could Hunter's Mark. You could... you also have your animal that you can summon up. Did you forget he existed?
I'm trying to see if I have any stats for him.
You keep pulling up on your phone every time.
That is true.
It's a beast of land.
Because I do this. I go, whop, split mode, and then I go in here. And then I go, hey, can I have beast of land bear? And then I go here, and then it's there.
So, okay, so is it going to charge towards one on the left?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. So, to hit...
yep.
To hit is how much?
I don't know.
What do you want to know?
What the bonus to hit is.
What am I adding?
It should be listed on there.
It's not.
It is.
Should be a spell attack modifier?
Yes.
It doesn't have that much information.
Hold on. Here it is. Yeah, Beast of the Land. So... yeah, your to hit is, it's your spell attack modifier, so your wisdom plus your...
Proficiency.
Mine?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be...
what's your wisdom?
16 plus 3.
16 is plus 3, so yeah. Plus 2, so it's plus 5 to hit.
Okay, so 8 plus 5.
13 misses.
It's going great.
So that's a miss and a miss. What shape was it this time? You've done big cats before, you've done a bear before.
We're underground.
Yes. Is that a mole?
It's a mole.
Okay.
Big old mole. It's a star mole's mole.
But a big one.
But big.
Okay, cool. Who's next? Oh, do you want to move?
No.
Okay. Who's next?
I am next.
18.
How close am... can I get to the center of the room with 30 feet of movement?
Yeah.
And from there, the farthest enemy away is...
it would be like 45 feet. Equilateral triangle. 60 foot wide and 120 foot long. But and I said that the automatons are in like an equilateral triangle of 60 foot long. So 60 here, 60 here, 60 here. So this would be like 45 feet.
Okay.
As I'm using my fingers, which you guys cannot see. Imagine an equilateral triangle made up of automatons. He is standing at the halfway point between the two outer ones. That's what you described.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see if I can get in range to taunt them all.
Not really.
Yep, I can taunt two of them.
Actually, theoretically, if you went forward another 15 feet, you could.
Yeah, I have a 30-foot move.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do it. You can get two, though.
And it's my last one for the day, so... Yeah, I'll move to the middle, taunt, and then cast heat metal on the one that... what's the range on heat metal?
60 feet.
Okay, then. Perfect.
Oh. 99%. Or 60 or 90.
I will heat metal.
Do I get a save or no?
You have a save to drop whatever I heat.
It is metal.
Is it resistant to fire damage?
No.
Sounds like it deals some damage.
All right. Roll some fire damage.
I believe it's 2d8.
I believe so as well.
And they do have to try to make a save versus my taunt. Charisma save.
They're very good at that.
Take 13 fire damage.
Doesn't like that. You see the runes on it glow red.
Alright. Oh, shit.
Just so we're clear, this is where they are.
I didn't see the HP, so you're good.
Oh, I just put the minus 13. I thought I put the total. I was like, shit. Yeah, but it's a triangle with one at the top, two on the left, three on the bottom.
Yeah, I'm
right.
Between two and three right now.
And he's currently between two and three. Alrighty.
This is going to hurt.
It's a me? It's a time for me. Alright, so the one in the back that you just heat metaled is going to attack you.
Alright.
It's going to shoot four spikes at your chest.
Okay.
And they're glowing red.
Really?
Let's go from lowest to highest. Nat 1 misses. Does it turn into a 20? Hold on, I might hit you anyway. I don't give that benefit to monsters, but sad. I've wasted a 20 on that. Next one is a 12?
Yes.
16. 20.
Even up.
Perfect. All right, so that is that die plus that die plus 2. Take 11 points, of which 5 is fire.
Let me double check my resistances. I don't think I'm...
Yeah, this is the lightning.
Lightning and necrotic.
Yep.
I make my save.
Perfect. All right. Then I have the two melee ones. One is engaged with a bear-type purse thing, so it's going to swing at that 3 times.
At disadvantage.
You're right. That kind of sucks, because this thing's not great at swinging. All right, so these 3. So that's a 9... An 18 and a 20, but I gotta reroll. Does the 9 miss?
Yeah.
So I won't reroll that one. Just a faster way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
17.
13 plus PB.
So 15 AC. I hit it twice.
Okay.
2d8 plus 6 total. That is 14 points.
That poor mole.
To Star Nose.
It hurt. You punched him in the nose, and now he's sad.
Actually, that was a pretty big sword that whacked it and slashed across his nose.
Oh, wait, they can be a star nose mole because they're blind.
It's doing it with tremors and don't care.
No, his nose. His nose is that.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. I have one more, correct?
Yep.
It's going to move and attack Codex. Another one. Doesn't hit anything else. And 16's the. And 16.
Miss.
Love this for me. Okay. That is my attacks. Hi, Ari.
Hi.
What are you going to do, Mr. Sorcerer? I definitely just remembered you were a sorcerer again.
I am going to go ahead and do the Vine Bolt, the Reskin Firebolt.
Yep. The strictly better Vine Firebolt because it's piercing.
Yeah.
Which magical piercing is hard to find.
I heard you say Divine Bolt. I'm like... Does he mean Guiding Bolt? I didn't know he could get that.
At the one that was heated.
Yes, okay.
14.
Misses.
And then Isabel will take her shot.
Seaster. How bad is it?
Gee, 1 and a 19.
Oh!
Yeah, welcome to the club. That's 3 of us now, by the way.
Yeah, so...
Hey,
yeah,
don't look at me.
What kind of attack was she trying to launch?
Her gun.
Oh, yeah. I pull out my boomstick. All right. Her energy blaster, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the big energy rifle. I remember now.
Yep.
All right. Natalie's turn, I think. Unless there's something that goes off on nope. 0 or 20.
Not this round.
Trying again.
To do what?
You know what.
You shooting
somebody.
Shooting the one that is already hurted.
Okay, that is the one that is at the back of the room. Got it.
Is that getting any better? 13.
Miss.
Fuck. Bear. Roll. Startles bowl. Sorry.
What was it?
Just, it didn't work. It didn't work. Don't ask about it.
No, what was it?
No, it wasn't a one. How about that? It wasn't a one.
Was it double digits?
No.
Then you couldn't have hit. Okay.
A two, Paul. It was a fucking two.
Oh, you guys are the gang that can't shoot straight today.
Can we just start this day over again and start the recording again? Shut up.
No, but Natalie, you have a bonus action still.
I'm going to fucking, the one that I've been shooting at, I'm going to get you. I'm going to hit you.
Hunter's mark.
And that's Hunter's mark.
Come here, bitch. Hunter's mark. Got it. Okay. You should do it before you shoot them, but yeah.
I don't know. In my head, I'm just like, it may be a
help. You using your bonus action to do it again? Yep. Okay.
8 and a 1 for 9.
It will take 4, as it is now resistant, because that's the energy it's charged with.
Gotcha. But I'm still maintaining concentration on that, so now I'm going to...
So you're in melee with another one.
Yep, and I'm going to go hammer time.
Stop. Hammer time. Welcome to the club.
1 followed by a 12.
Every one of us has rolled a 1 this combat already.
I told you guys not to look at me, and y'all did.
We're doing great, squad. We're doing great.
I get shy, okay?
Fucking A. All right. Anything else you want to do?
That's still got move action, but that's not going to do me any good at this point.
Correct.
I'll complain.
All right, got it, because you missed. Got it. Mm-hmm. Who's next? Me, right?
Yeah, yes. All 3 of them. All
right.
You better get a 1 and a 19, I swear.
I already did that once. All right. I know. I did a 1 and a 20. I was not happy.
Oh, wait. Can my bear move? Or yes, not my bear? Keep thinking about the bear.
Yeah, we'll get swung at if it happens. But yes, you can.
He said 6, Paul. I feel like a mole would be like, I'm out of here, bitch, and then walk away.
It's a spirit. It you summon it back up again next time it pops.
But I feel bad.
That's valid.
And I feel bad.
All right. So it's my turn. I'm going to take my 4 range shots at, you know what? Probably the person who's shooting at me.
Yeah, but hasn't hit yet.
I haven't done anything.
There's 3 of us. I keep missing
you.
Together.
You know what? We'll be fair. I'm 1, 2.
Listen.
Actually, no. It's not.
I've missed every single goddamn time.
It's going to scrape to the left and then not shoot at the person in melee. So it's even odd between Art and Natalie.
Well, and what about Isabel?
And Isabel. So 1, 2 for Art. 3, 4 for Isabel. 5, 6 for...
You're going to get a fucking 6.
For,
You're going to get a goddamn 6.
Athena. It is a 6.
Right. I've missed you both times, man. Is it because I Hunter's marked you?
Probably.
I pissed it off because I Hunter's
marked it. This is not that one. You were shooting the one that was already in it. No, you're right. That is the one that's in it. Yeah, it doesn't like you. I
haven't even done anything to it. Right,
here's the first.
I've only Hunter's marked it.
Well, you've done more than I have.
I've done literally nothing.
Another net one.
God.
It's fine.
I'm so confused.
16?
No.
11?
No.
14?
No.
No, it
good.
It shoots 4 times.
Interesting.
But it's got a +4 to hit.
Okay, I didn't even hit it once, and it tried to hit me. Great.
Here's that one that is in melee with the mole. I get 3 attacks, but disadvantage.
Yep. So. I'm trying to save your friend, Natalie.
That's gonna miss.
Thank you.
These potentially could hit. Actually, 16 will hit the mole, correct? Okay, so now I gotta see if these hit.
Don't.
Won't hit 1 time. It's a d8 +3.
1. 6.
Fuck.
Exactly 0.
Exactly as it poofs. And it says, see you soon.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Poof.
It's okay. This is my job.
Exactly. That's exactly its job. As it poofs, I have 1 more attacker, which is on Tanky Boy over here that I can't fucking hit.
I'm as tanky as they are.
Hmm?
Except for I haven't used my catchphrase yet.
Hey, fucking A.
Put those dice back.
24?
Shield.
14 and 22.
I'm glad I shielded.
Yeah, me too.
Not really. I'm fucking salty.
Sad. All right, that was my turn because I did sad.
All right, Art.
All right, I'm going to try to shoot at the one that the heated metal one.
The one that's currently on fire?
Yes. 13's not going to hit.
No, it's not. You should go. Shit. Oh, I just thought of a cool use for your thorn bolt. A ladder.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought of it like you're shooting like little wooden spikes, right? Mm-hmm. Wooden spikes. Maybe not an easy to climb ladder, but anyway.
So. Yeah, and then it leaves a pattern of thorns in place, so if they move, they run into them. Mm-hmm. All right, then Isabel's going to show us all up and probably hit. 20?
That hits.
Oh, thank you.
The interesting bit is it's going to probably change color now. Piercing, not really an element in D&D, so probably not going to change.
20 damage.
Yeah, it fucking explodes.
I told you it's not going to change.
Yeah, it did. It's now mostly just gold, like a brassy color as it's the bits are scattered on the ground. You watch as it just starts to sink into the floor.
As well goes, that's how you do it. I should learn.
Listen, I'm trying. We're having a bad day.
All right, that was that. Yeah, Isabel fucking nutted up. All right, showing up her sibling and his friends.
I never missed him. The ranged one.
Yes, you did. Yeah. No, you missed the melee one.
Yeah. I never missed the range one. I hit him twice.
That doesn't count?
No.
All right, next.
You didn't.
So the one that I Hunter's marked is dead.
You can use bonus action to move it.
All right, moving it.
To which one?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Is there another one that's ranged?
No.
Okay, so one that has been hit. Neither.
Doesn't exist.
Neither of them have been hit?
Nope.
They're both fresh.
All right. The one on the right.
That's the one on the
left. That is the one that is fighting your friend.
Okay, the one on the left.
In case you nat one and shoot him? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thank God.
I thought for a moment.
Paul, does an 18 plus 9 hit?
Yeah.
Thank God. Listen.
Plus fucking 9 to hit. She's archery combat style, though, so.
Yeah, there we go.
You're like, where is it coming from? Yeah.
That is a 9 plus 5 for 14.
14 points. Into the left one, you said, so.
Hey, yes. Natalie. Before you hit, you say, I move my Hunter's Mark as my bonus action.
That's why it was 9, right?
Yeah.
That's why it was 14?
Okay.
What?
You use rolled a d10, a d6, and an added 5.
A d5?
A d6.
Or you add 5.
An added 5.
5 more. I already added the 5. I rolled a 9.
Yep.
For 14.
Yep. No, okay. Yeah. No, it's hurt. It's definitely hurt. That's for shizzle.
Bear. No, Starmo's mole is dead.
Next.
Don't worry, my recharge is almost up.
I'm going to try something stupid. I'm going to try something stupid.
I appreciate this thought.
I'm going to command it to stop. It's Magitek. I am Magitek.
Roll Magitek check, but that would be an action.
Magic check.
Plus 9 plus 15 for 24.
Access denied. Countermeasures disabled. You rolled high enough that it isn't going to zap you for trying.
Oh.
DC was 25.
Roll 15.
I know you did. It was not supposed to be something you were going to be easy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but you did hear it say distinctly in Magitek language, access denied, countermeasures disabled. Okay, you rolled high enough to bypass the security, to bypass the damage, but not high enough to actually stop it.
Hmm.
You got a bonus action you want to use?
That's what I'm looking for. I have no aggressive bonus actions.
All right, moving on.
I can teleport, but I'm going to save that for
you. I was wondering because that is a defensive one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Art.
All right, I'm going to take a shot at the...
Wounded one?
The wounded one.
Makes sense.
19 plus 8.
Yeah.
9 damage.
Plus 6.
Oh, that's right, plus 6. So 15.
Poof.
Oof.
All we had to do was each of us roll 1. And now we can hit.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing. I've been rolling better since my 1s, too.
Isabel is going to shoot.
Kill the other one?
Yeah. Coming in over your left shoulder. 19 hit?
Yeah.
Oh.
6, 12 damage.
Yep, it's still up. It's also the first time it's been hit.
All right, and then back to...
I think we skipped over their turn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Trigger.
Someone else is tracking initiative, but...
Yes.
Miss Trigger?
It's not a missed trigger. You missed my fucking whole turn.
It's a missed trigger.
No, I'm not the person in charge of keeping track of initiative.
That would be me.
So
I missed the trigger.
So no inspiration.
Steal an inspiration from Art?
No. Alright, so I'm going to melee with you, right?
Yep.
And you pop my other one, which sucks.
Yeah, but he popped it after.
It's going to shoot it. It was going to shoot at you anyway, so we'll just do that now. It's not good at that. 18?
Nope.
16?
Nope.
19?
Nope.
I'm fucking missing it. Okay,
it's too pretty to hit.
I understand.
Was that a disadvantage?
No. I missed him anyway. There were no ones. All right. Then the other one is going to melee you 3 times. Codex. Shit. 11?
No.
I'm sorry, 12?
No.
21?
Shield.
22.
Still shielded.
Do you hate that spell?
I have one left for the day. One left.
This world's smallest goddamn violent. All right. next.
Now Art's actions.
Yep. Now the one goes down and
the other gets shot.
Yep.
Yep. Next.
Natalie.
There's one left.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can I go up to it?
Yeah.
Can I reach it? Can I do claws?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Bonus action: change your hunter's mark.
It's bonus action to change weapon. Change the weapon shape.
True.
Yeah. Roll the hit. You're getting a melee with claws?
Hmm?
You're all melee with your claws? Okay.
Yeah. 16 plus 9.
Hits. Roll the second claw.
Because if you're both.
9 plus 9.
Hits.
Okay.
All right, so describe as you kill it, because you basically can't roll
two. Her claws aren't, they should be plus 7, because they're not archeried.
You're right. So what's that? What was that last one you rolled?
9.
9
plus 7.
16. 16 is the AC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good catch. So you hit twice. So
you get 46 plus 10?
Yep.
12.
46 no, plus
10. Because she's now plus 6 to dex.
Correct. Roll 46 and add 10.
And probably just say you kill it.
You did, but you can roll it if you want.
You said 4?
Yeah.
You said rolled 46.
Unless you roll all ones, you kill it.
Oh, but 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14?
Plus 10.
Plus 10? For 24?
Yeah, so...
Do I kill it?
You did.
Yay! I take my claw, and I stab it, and it goes... Bzz, 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 bzz,
bzz, bzz. And then it just... And then the body just sinks into the ground. Just like the other ones did.
No, you said the other ones poofed.
Yeah, no, they fell into piles, and then the metal sunk into the ground.
Mm.
Nothing left behind?
Nothing left behind. You hear in a language that none of you speak, I don't believe... Any funky language anybody speaks?
Navajo and Mandarin. Mm. And Magitek.
Latin.
Roll me a Magitek check.
That's a 1.
Would anyone like to help that?
Yes. How do I help it?
Well, no, you need to inspire him.
Inspiration.
Oh.
And I'm out.
You can do it. Oh, I don't have an inspiration.
I have an inspiration. I will let you use
it. I told you I was going to steal his inspiration.
Yeah, you did. You did say that.
Much better. That's a 25.
That's perfect. He's even better. So it comes out, and then it's unintelligible. You have no idea, but you get the impression that there's a language option.
Adjust language.
And it lists out Egyptian, Latin, and then it says absorb. Or like insert language, like you could speak and it would.
I click that option.
It basically says adaptive, and it basically says speak.
And I will.
And then it after like 2 or 3 sentences, it picks up the English language like it doesn't exist because of magic. And then in English, it reads: "You have completed the basic training course for the Dravara Consortium. Please collect your reward from the chest at the end of the room."
All right.
And as you watch, a chest. About footlocker sized, so you know, like 10 inches by 10 inches by like 2 feet, slides out of the back wall.
I will approach.
There's a big old like the lock is you put a, like it's a sorry it's the box is looks like it's wood maybe or like fossilized wood with brass inlay all around it, and then the way to open it looks to be you put your hand in and you grab a handle and pull and twist.
Investigation.
That's a good idea.
Yes, Natalie?
Yes, Natalie.
You said completed the what?
You have completed the basic... Was that going to send this to you?
Dravara?
Basic training course for the Dravara? D-R-A?
No, course for...
The Dravara? D-R-A.
D-R-A. Oh, no. D-R-A.
V-A.
V-A.
R-A.
R-A.
Consortium.
Oh. It's why would you do this?
It's consort.
What the fuck?
C-O-N.
C-O-N.
S-O-R-T.
S-O-R-T.
I-U-M.
I-U-M. U-M.
Consort. I-U-M. That's how you spell it.
Kind.
And please collect your rewards from the chest at the end of the room.
Yeah.
17 on investigation.
You find a trap. You find that there is a, that if you were to pull the, if you were to pull it out and, like, you know, in your head you rotate it right, it would set something off. You can try and disable it or just make sure you go left.
I have no clue that either of them actually have thieves' tools. I have thieves' tools. But if I already know how to get past it,
yeah,
I'm just going to go past it, not set it off.
Okay. Because there's a chance you could take the trap if you manage to successfully disable and take it. You know I do that.
Yep. If I bypass it, can I loot then try to disable it?
No. You can close it again, yeah.
Okay, that's what we do.
Okay. It is also locked.
You see me pull out a set of tools to start picking up a lock.
It's a lock picking kit. You've seen them.
Okay.
But wait, we won, so shouldn't it automatically unlock?
You would think that.
You check the box.
Okay.
Knock.
Hmm? I will attempt to unlock it.
Sure.
Wait, did you knock?
On what?
On the door.
The box.
On the box.
It's a chest. It's a reward.
Oh, they want it. Okay.
Yeah, it appears locked.
I will use my thief's tools.
Actually, how do you check to see if it's locked?
Try to open it.
Trying to open it. House.
Okay. It resists. Do you try and push past it or no?
No.
Okay.
Because I already found one trap. That could be a secondary trap.
All right, that's fair.
That's a natural 20.
Yeah. You realize this is not locked. It is a trick lock. That it appears unlocked until you try and use it. Basically, you have to push past the resistance.
Okay.
And also, you find, because it's a net 20, you find that there is a button to disable the trap on the inside that will just pop it out.
All right. I do so.
Mm-hmm. You find it is a little piece of stick that's about, like, 4 inches long that has a... I mean, I'm sorry, it's not a stick. It's a like a green vial of gas about 4 inches long. And as the arcanist, do you have Identify?
I do have Identify.
Okay. Yeah. When you identify it, I'll tell you what it is now. It is a 4d6 acid ball, 5-foot radius, DC 14.
1 second.
Hold it.
So 4d6 acid ball, 5 radius, 14 DC.
Yeah, it'd be dex save.
Dex.
And you could throw it.
How far can I throw it? 18 strength.
I was gonna give it a five foot per per point of strength. So I think that's my rule for throwing objects because it just makes sense. Unless you can use dexterity instead. But yeah, and inside there are three things. There is a scroll,
okay,
which looks like out of some ancient paper. But when you touch it, it feels just as strong as regular paper to you. There is a potion or another vial. This one with a stopper. And there is a credit card sized brass tablet.
All right. We got items, people.
Okay.
And I only have one identify, and I don't think artificers get it as a ritual.
Oh. I don't think you have a ritual caster in the group.
Nope.
It does have the ritual tag.
But do you have ritual casting as an artificer?
That I don't know.
Oh, do you have a sibling you'd like to see if they could do it? You could try and summon them.
No, he currently has one out. Doesn't have a limited time.
Do we have access to Veronica?
Yes. Not down here, but yes.
So if I asked her, Veronica, what is this, she would be able to respond?
Not down here, no. I mean, yes, you would have the version that's like on your phone.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be able to connect to the one outside yet until you leave.
Okay.
I do have ritual casting. You can cast an artificer spell as a ritual if that spell has the ritual tag.
Then, yeah.
You guys and you have it prepared.
Sit down and wait 10 minutes for 11 minutes for him to cast Identify? Or are you guys bored?
Oh,
you're teenagers. Okay, I forgot I'd ask.
I'm patient.
Okay. So the scroll, you don't need to identify. You just it magically rearranges to be legible. It is a scroll of fairy fire.
Aren't you writing that
on? The potion is a potion of water breathing. There are conveniently three doses inside. But once you drink one, the other ones will evaporate if not drunk. So you could... Essentially, it's enough for the party. Actually, it'd be four doses because it's quarters.
Yep.
And then this the brass tablet is Magitek, and it is a Dravara Consortium initiate badge. And you learn that it is given access. It is like coded into it. You read that it gives access to hidden training sites throughout this. It just says the city, and it will glow when you get close to another one that is ready for you.
All right, I'll keep it on.
And it wants you to imprint on your team of up to five. Basically, each of you touch it, and then it will. It's not like it's attuning about the attunement slot. And it just takes a second, and then you see your name spelled out in English on it.
I offer it to the rest of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't know what the additional implementations mean for this, but we are.
No, but it does read like melee, caster, and ranged. It does read those like as little like dashes after your names. All right. So you guys can make your way out of here from there. The box, when you turn around and look back at the box, it disappears. And when you leave out the door, you look back, the tree it looks like any other tree.
So it's no longer metallic?
No, it still is. But you would have to touch it to notice. Hmm. It's so perfect. It wasn't really metallic so much as it was what that little patch was. Like it was built into it years and years and years ago. So you guys still have a little bit of time, you know, before the end of the day. Where do y'all head? What do y'all do?
We're totally making ourselves scarce, so...
Yeah, because you guys are done with the other stuff for the day already. And tomorrow's Friday, which is the assessment day. So essentially, it was prepare yourselves for assessment day.
I want to go see if there is a runewood tree nearby.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go up to
look the room. Left, look right, see runewood trees. Okay. Looks forward, see runewood trees. These are all runewood trees, the ones that are around.
Okay.
That are anything that's over like 50 feet tall is a runewood.
Okay. I'm going to go up and see if I can get one of them to allow me to take a branch. I have a branch.
Why do you want a branch?
Because I was hoping to make it into my focus, my spell cast.
You are tree friend. Yes.
Yes.
You feel like a rustling of leaves and vines trail up your legs. And what is your true intention?
I'm going to be using it, see if I can use it and make it into the my focus.
100%. What in your head? What does it look like? What you want the final product to look like?
It's. I'm going to see if I can get it as a corkscrew wand. Well, you know, like
14, 18 inches long.
Yeah, something like that.
Where's the handle? At the end.
Yeah.
So it looks like a corkscrew off of a handle. It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
And you watch as a small branch is lowered down to you, and as it curls, and it forms exactly what you wanted.
Oh, that's cool.
And it says, "You are welcome to this."
I appreciate that. Is there something I can do for you?
I have not. There is a particularly annoying squirrel. Remove it.
Okay.
It has blue fur.
Blue fur. So when you say remove it, would you like it just away from this?
Not near me or my companion, me or my family. I don't care otherwise.
Okay.
Feed it to a dog. I don't care.
Okay.
Really old, really smart tree. And obviously, he's speeding Gonzalez in language for his kind, and you're appreciative because that's actual speed, not like waiting a half a minute between every word. You're like, note this tree knows how to talk.
All right. All right. Well, we got to find a blue squirrel and remove it from the area. Can you speak to animals?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Because I don't necessarily want to kill it.
Okay.
By the way, y'all, just so we're clear, in this party, we have looking at Natalie, we have speaks to animals.
Yeah.
Looking at Art, we have speaks to plants.
Uh-huh.
Looking at Rob, we have speaks to magic and technology.
Yeah. We have already made this joke.
Yeah. But y'all don't worry about the communication. You got that bitch locked the fuck down.
Except for other languages that aren't that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, besides talking to people, and which Art's character has locked down, because you have, what, 11 languages?
No. I'm a sorcerer.
Yeah. Did you not read The Charmer?
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
You got six more languages to pick, boyo.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, I'll have to go back and do that.
So now we got finally somebody that can actually probably speak Primordial then.
Yeah.
Probably a good one to pick up.
But yeah, you can do that in between episodes. But yeah. I was like, He's got a shitload of languages. I'm so confused. He's like, I only have the two. I'm like, that's not right. It's part of the spark. Talk to everybody, right?
Yes. Learn languages equal to your charisma mod. Yeah, I just missed that one. I know how to read. Really, I do.
I was like, I swear to God, I built the fucking power set because it was for me. I always got mad when you. Oh, also, I do give a bonus languages equal to your int mod too.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone gets that.
What?
Oh.
That wasn't before.
No, that's in my world always. I just didn't think I mentioned
it. I'm going to pick Primordial.
Pick a useful language.
Yeah. Primordial.
So I get 9 more languages.
Yeah.
I get 6 more. No, 5 more.
Like I said, take care of that in between episodes.
We'll do that between episodes. All
right. Okay. So what I'm hearing from you is you want me to climb this tree and talk to the squirrel.
Well, we need to find the squirrel first, and then we need to see if we can convince it to...
So roll either survival or perception to try and find it. Or if you have something you'd like to try.
Boy Scout.
It's more of an interest kind of thing.
Is Murph with me?
I'm not going to let it serve as a replacement for survival in all cases. It's more of a knowledge-y thing than a functional thing.
Why aren't you there?
That would be survival.
There you are. Is Murphy with me?
Always.
Murphy?
Yes.
Can you smell a squirrel in this tree? And I point to the tree.
There's lots of fucking squirrels around. One does smell like... Ew. It's not a... not a squirrel.
Where's it coming from?
Oh, no, I just smell some weirdness on the tree.
On this tree? Okay.
I mean, also, I smell it on that tree and that tree. He lifts a paw and points around. So, like I said, survival or perception. Dealer's choice. Survival will be an easier check.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing survival.
That's a 2-point difference.
So, a 19 plus 3 for 22, or I could do it with perception, which would be 26.
But survival is an easier check.
Yeah.
So 26.
No, survival.
Survival, okay.
So that would be the first one, right?
22.
Yeah.
Anyone else will get close to that?
I rolled a 1.
You are dead convinced that squirrel has dead and died and it's already gone. You like point
have,
to you
I
point
have a
to like
13 on survival.
A pilot leaves and shit.
15 on survival.
So with a 15, you identify that this squirrel gets around, and that you don't know if it's always a squirrel.
Oh.
And Natalie, you fucking find it. It's 3 trees over, about 2/3 of the way up, and it's a blue jay. But as you watch, it turns into a squirrel to bite like an acorn. Eat it, and then turn back into a blue jay.
Can I climb the tree?
It's about 80 feet up.
Oh.
If you'd like to climb 80 feet up a tree, go nuts.
No. How do I get up there?
Talk to it.
Talk to it?
I cast guidance. I
point up. Hey, you, up there, the blue jay, and squirrel, and blue jay, and squirrel. Can you stop shifting back and forth?
You guys hear squeak, 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 and then it's like tweet, tweet, squeak, squeak, tweet, squeak. I mean, and Natalie, you hear, what are you talking about? This is totally natural.
Not here. It's not. It's kind of.
I was born here. I would know.
Oh. Well, where I come from, this is very much not normal.
Sounds like you're from somewhere really boring.
Well, I just wanted to let you know. That actually, could you just like come down here? Because it's really
it turns into a woodpecker and goes,
and then I hold up treats.
Now you're speaking his language.
Or if it goes, hey, those are mine. Those are mine. Put the treat.
I'll get you more.
Down. I will barf all over your bed.
That's fine.
he looks back and he like sits on his haunches. He's like, what? like that always works. And then the woodpecker turns back into a blue jay, and like floats, like kind of like starts to circle down, and then like it turns like just its head shifts and then lands like on the side of the tree and says, "Put the treats on the ground."
Can one of you hold Murph?
All right. How heavy is Murphy?
It's like an 18-pound cat. It's a big cat.
No, don't attack him. Okay, all right. Hold him back.
I actually hit you. 24?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I might actually hit you.
Who's attacking her?
Murphy.
I tried to pick up the cat.
It takes 6 points. Yeah. As he savages your fucking arm, like.
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
You're fine.
Okay, I put it on the ground. Please hold him back. Please hold him back.
All right, Murph. I will give you good catnip.
Damn, I forgot you were the catnip source.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Lick.
It licks, and you're gonna heal for 6. It's a D. It was a D6 plus 4 or a D4 plus 4. I haven't rolled the same number. And you watch as the saliva literally heals it, and you watch a blue spark of magic ripples across. No one else sees it, just you. And there's no smarks or nothing.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah, my plan was to mage him.
Also, you feel he's more dense, like, than he should be.
It's the solid muscle underneath the heavy.
But he's the size of an 18-pound cat, like a bit. He's like almost Maine Coon sized. Mm-hmm. But he weighs like right now like 30, almost 40 pounds. As he like, and then he looks at you and he goes,
"Yeah, okay."
just shakes his head.
Don't.
All right. So you put the treats on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The blue bird turns into a blue cat and starts nomming the treats and says, "All right, you got 2 minutes. What do you need?" As it licks its paw.
All right. I need you.
I have a perfect idea.
Yeah.
Since he's always interested in doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know the village? Have you been that direction recently?
What is this tall thing saying?
I'm saying.
Are you lying? Okay. Yes. You're repeating. Okay. Yes.
Why don't? I'm sure he would be the talk of the campus if he decided to come and spend time there.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah. That'd be.
A cage.
They wouldn't put you in a cage. They would find you interesting.
Been there. Was in cage. And as you look, you see our all. Investigation, everybody. Or perception, but it's a much higher DC. But if that's what you're better at, you might try it.
I'm getting a new die. That's 2 ones in a row.
Put it in the fucking box. God damn. Roll the big...
It did get a 20,
roll the chunker. The big one.
16 plus 6 for 22.
17.
I'll let you have it.
For 24.
What was that, Nidalee?
22.
For which one?
For investigation.
Oh, shit.
24 for an investigation.
18 for investigation.
Well, y'all did really fucking well because DC is only 15. you see, marked on the foot, on the one paw in the fur, you see a little barcode.
Should I make a tech check to try to read it?
Yes.
Chunker or regular?
Chunker. That's up to you, man. Chunker
did pretty well.
Burned by Chunker.
For a tech check, that'd be 12.
The only thing you can tell is that it has the same code as it's the same SKU line as some of the things you've seen at the college. Not the college, at the academy.
I will relay that to the group.
You should attack.
Do you think it would be offended if I ask what it is?
Probably not.
What are you?
Thank you for asking. I'm a unique.
You are a unique.
No, as in I don't know. No, I'm one of a kind.
You are
unique. I was not told what I was. I am me.
Mm-hmm. And you can go from animal to animal?
I can be whatever I want, up to a certain size.
What? How big of a size can you get?
It's about it.
Okay.
Large-ish house cat. Not the Maine Coon, but like
not pounds. Not Murph size.
Basically about 10 pounds. A 10-pound limit.
Yeah. Okay.
Ask it if it can stop annoying the trees.
Yeah. Okay, so the reason I'm talking to you, main reason.
Well, I'm interesting, duh.
Well, yes, you are. You see these trees here, the tall, very tall ones that you liked climbing?
Yeah, good eats up there.
Could you maybe just, like, and I point to the area, like, this area, maybe you leave that group of trees alone, like maybe you can like migrate kind of way.
The rune trees are all over this whole forest area. Yeah. That's what it's talking about. It's just get it out of my forest, basically.
Yeah. Oh.
Y'all didn't think you were talking to a freaking talking shape-shifting squirrel today, did you?
No.
Well, what about, are there other trees?
Nothing mature.
They're younger trees, but they're closer to the campus.
Yes.
Listen, I want to kind of take it in. I'm going to be really honest.
What?
I want to take it in. Why not? He'd be a friend to Murphy.
I don't know. Does Murphy need a friend?
Murphy, he's shaking his head.
Murphy's like, I don't. She's bringing him home anyway.
I know she is.
In English, she mutters, she's bringing another stray home.
Can
really quiet. Only you hear Art.
Ask it if it can be smaller. How small can it be?
Ooh, how small can you get?
Like hummingbird sized? Maybe. That's all I've ever tried. It's as small as I've tried. Anything smaller than that keeps trying to get eaten.
Because I'm thinking we could actually keep it in the suite.
Yeah.
It's a big cage, but it'd still be a cage.
Yeah.
Not if we left the window open.
Like a bird door.
Uh-huh.
That's very you guys. That is so you guys, it hurts.
So, so here's the plan.
I didn't agree to any plans.
No.
Well, so
here's the situation.
Here's the situation. These trees that we're looking at that you like to call home, well, they don't
like you.
Appreciate you being loud and the shape shifting and being awesome. But like, it's really cool that you do it. But you know, these trees are, you know, kind of like stuck up.
They're kind of rooted in their ways.
They're. I was trying to think of a tree pun, and it was perfect.
That's actually good. You can take inspiration from that. I enjoyed that. You know,
they're rooted in their ways, and they just, it's a lot. But here's the situation: you could come back with us, and we'll keep you safe, and we'll take care of you, and we'll give you all of the unique stuff, like this guy, and she's pointing. Does plants stuff, and then that guy does like tech gadgety stuffs.
Don't like tech. Don't like tech.
Okay, screw him. All right. You don't hear it though. you just see me pointing at you, going, no. It's wonderful. But like that's the situation. We'll make a little home for you. You can have a little space. You could be a bird, and you could just, you know, hang out in our loft.
I thought that we could probably get it to leave this area,
mm-hmm.
and we could take it with us when we go on our.
Oh yeah.
I guess go exploring.
Yeah.
I always did like exploring. Mm-hmm. I explored the whole place, but there's not a lot here.
You know,
it's pretty big, but like I can't like get in the doors and stuff. So, and then it's like voice cracks and it's like, blah, and it's like testing English.
Oh.
That's hard. It'll take a while. And then it's back to speaking in bird.
Okay. So, but or like,
cat in this yeah. point, in this case, but it is speaking perfect cat.
Yeah. But like, yeah, we can make sure that you're safe and we'll make sure that you're well fed and.
I demand 6 meals a day.
You demand 6 meals a day.
That's what I usually eat, yeah.
Murph usually demands 7. I think I can handle 6.
Oh, I didn't know cats did 7. Damn, I haven't changed in myself.
He's also, like...
much bigger.
He's much bigger. You know, he's part Maine Coon. Like, he's a pretty big pack.
He's a full-bred Maine Coon. He's
a big boy. He's a big boy. He's a good boy, but he's a good boy.
6 meals a day. I'd like at least 1 jar of nectar every week.
1 jar of nectar.
Sorry, one in some kind of thing that you figure out is it like equivalent to a jar.
Sure.
Of nectar, because he can turn into a bird and likes like as a hummingbird likes nectar.
Okay, I think we can. Okay, all right, fantastic.
There.
Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah.
But yeah, I'll leave the trees alone. Can someone go find? Can someone get my stash? I it's kind of big.
Where's it at?
He points like he like pads like 8 trees away and like points at the ground, and there's like a covered up like pretty well woven like mesh, not mesh, but like
it's a grass mat
that's yes. woven together. It's pretty well woven, yeah.
I will pick it up with the instructions.
Yeah, and inside is a like a kind of hollowed out little log, and inside it is stuff, shiny bits. Mm-hmm. ID cards. Four copper chits.
Is any of our stuff in there?
No. Four copper chits.
Would the copper go to him because he found it?
No.
Okay.
No, that'd be like a team thing.
Oh.
Four copper coins. A singular silver coin.
Okay, I'll make a new sheet for that.
Party loot?
Party loot.
You should use the back sheet. Use the back page so you can get to it easy.
Is any of our stuff in there? No. Like anything
no,
that
I
we...
said, I said no.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just saying that's what I always do when I use those. I use the back sheet for party loot.
Yeah, I put my coins on that back page.
Well, that's the same thing, but it's for party coins.
So, put it on the other side.
Party loot.
So you said four copper
and one silver.
Okay. So as they're, you know, getting the loot, I convince him to change into like a little mouse. Mm-hmm. And then I put him in my hood.
Get eaten. Mm-mm.
But I'll put you in my hood. And keep safe.
But your cat rides on your shoulder.
No, he rides in my satchel.
Above your shoulder. Where
no,
I will be
on
sitting.
My satchel, on my hip.
I can carry him.
Oh, okay. God damn it.
Murphy or the being
Murphy's way too heavy for me.
Unique.
I'll carry the unique.
Yeah, he says. Let me drop the but unique. I...
What's your name? What would you like to be called?
I'm me. Call me unique, or think of something better than that. But that's what I've always thought.
Theodore.
It is a distinctly male creature, though.
Theodore.
I mean, you don't know if it could change genders, but it definitely presents male.
Theodore.
Just call him Theo for short.
No,
or Teddy.
Sorry, we're not doing that.
Teddy.
No.
Teddy. Why not?
Because that is the main character of the book's name. If you,
Teddy?
Yes.
People call him Teddy.
His mom and his siblings, yeah.
God damn it.
Why don't we just refer to him as Q?
Q? Okay. We'll do Q.
Short for unique?
Mm-hmm.
Q. I like the mouthfeel. Deal. Mm-hmm. And it does say deal in English, but it's broken, like, it's harder to do because the animal can't naturally do it, so it's having to, like, warp the vocal cords. That's hard. Don't like. I'll have to figure it out. That's not nice. And I want to say it kind of, like, rides as a, like, a ferret. Okay. It's nice and long, long and soft, mm-hmm. and just kind of drapes over your shoulders. It's like, this is good.
Yeah, because then we can actually, you know, tell people that we found it out in the woods.
And... Now,
I don't know. I feel like it might be hush-hush, though.
Yeah, every form, it has the barcode on its foot, and it can't shift it away. Every time it shifts, it has that.
I can make a little booty.
Can you get a closer look at it now that it's a lot more friendly?
Yeah.
New investigation?
Yeah, roll an art tech check. Because I'm assuming you're not scanning it with your comlink.
Correct.
I had a feeling.
Much better. That's a 14 plus 9 for
23. Yeah. You read it, and it's experiment 001.
I will text the group.
And you don't even recognize the lab it lists. You've never heard of it. It is the bioengineering lab. I'm sorry. It's the magical bioengineering lab.
Okay. So we're going to have to get you little booties so we can hide your barcode.
Ugh, that thing? Yeah. I can't get it to go away.
I know, but...
Even when I'm a worm, it's on the edge of my tail.
Oh.
What the fuck? Or a snake?
Mm.
It's part of my scale pattern.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
But we'll make sure that it's hidden for you.
How long have you been wandering the trees? Many, many moons?
He's, like, thinking hard. No. Maybe... I'm only like 3 summers old.
Okay. Did all the people disappear from the lab at one point in time before you got out?
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to get out of that. I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to figure out if it's before or after the school moved in.
Oh! No, no. No, they did not. They had... The people were still there. I escaped. Well, it was... In the big building over there. I just got out to the fence.
What building is he pointing to?
The tower in the center.
That was one of the old buildings that was still here.
No, it was not. It was built.
It was built?
Yep.
Built over something?
You don't know.
Oh, wait. Is it picking it up?
You're like, yeah, I came from the big building over there. And you asked, you don't know if it was built over anything. You don't know anything about that.
Would he say anything like if it was down below, or does he know like where
he
was?
I came out to the vents. I got lost a lot. I don't know.
Is it just you?
Also, you notice it's using, like, human words.
Yeah.
Even if it's speaking in, you know, ferret.
Right.
But it knows what event is.
Yeah.
It knows what technology is. It's, like, got, like, at least a middle school education as an animal.
Just, did he answer anything about if he was the only one there? Like him?
I was the only one I ever saw. I mean, I was the... I know I was told I was special.
Right.
But I escaped. I escaped about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm.
We will make sure that you are safe.
I mean, no, they didn't hurt me. I just didn't... They wouldn't let me leave.
Yeah.
I was just kept in a cage and tested, you know... They take blood and they gave me food. And then I kind of just sat there. They watched me change shape.
Probably not going to be able to answer this, but how long were you in that cage?
About a year and a half.
He said
I'm 3 summers old. Okay. And I've been out for 2 summers. Or summer and a half.
Summer and a half.
It's about to be... It's the end of summer.
Mm. Okay. So who's the one that's experimenting?
Good question. Now that we're back out in the open, maybe I should ask our... AI friend to try to figure out what lab that...
No.
No.
And you're pointedly not talking about it out loud.
Correct.
Or through the chat system. You're using the private chat that you guys have, which is not connected to the network.
Correct.
I want to say they give you guys go to here if you want to talk to someone that doesn't have the AI listening in on you.
We could be writing on paper.
Oh, that too. But no, but you were told that unless there's like a suspicion of doing something really bad, they would never look into it. It's part of like, I think it's like the Cape Chat, you know, they're not going to be looking through Cape Chat all the time for what people are talking about. But if a Cape is found to be like Siren, they're going to go through their messages and look for things. That think of it like that. It's secure until you fuck up. So you could text that or just hand a note back and forth or figure something out. I mean, you could also you could probably rig up a little text messenger that you could mm-hmm. for each of you for like 2 days of downtime. You could get little like Walkman type, not Walkman, but like a Pocket Pilot, you know, things. Palm Pilot. That's it.
All right.
You've got enough know-how for that.
Good. I'll probably work on that.
Okay. All right. So what do you guys do with Q? You just go back and show him the room.
We go back to our room and we're like, this little nook is for you.
Okay.
And then this window, we'll keep it slightly open for you, for your big bird.
Okay.
And you can fly. And then this spot right here is your little perch spot. And then over here is where you go hide if someone comes into the room. Also, I found little booties for you. And then she holds them up.
But what kind of ammo are they for?
Well, you see, Murph, when he got really fat, we were trying to walk him to help him lose weight. And he really just... We thought that he didn't like walking because it hurt his toes.
You hear hacking noises coming from there.
But he didn't like it, so we got these boots hoping that he would like walking if he maybe had some boots on. But they made him very upset. And oh god damn it, he's throwing up in my bed.
Let's do the same thing to him.
No, because he'll throw up all the time. Murphy!
It's a single massive hairball in the middle of your bed.
Great.
And he obviously had to work up because he does not have hairballs
normally. Yeah, they're... Bud.
I told you, I didn't lie.
It's not good for you. It's not good for you to do this.
I told you.
Look how much bile is in this. Murphy!
I told you what I was going to do and I did it.
Listen, we need to... Do you want to go back to the vet for them to do the experiments? They can handle me. They can handle you. They put you in the little big blanket burrito, and then they go, oh, look at you. And he's like, no.
He chuckles. They can't handle me. Not since your powers kicked in.
I will tell them to sedate you.
He lifts a leg.
Listen, put that leg down.
They're going to what them? They're going to have them what me?
And they're going to say, wow, look at that cat. He's so handsome.
That's what I thought. He said
I was getting ready to freeze him.
But you don't want to do that either.
I know.
Yeah. So, the end of the day goes pretty. You get Q used to the room. You bring food in. You figure out he will eat
everything.
Pretty much anything. And he just shapeshifts into whatever animal would like it the best. You learn like different tricks, like different kinds of birds, like different kinds of seed. Mm-hmm. It's like you realize that he would be so useful to like any zoologist ever. Would just love to like, hey, could you turn into that? What kind of food is it like? Because I want to help, you know, them be more comfortable. And he is the most agreeable being on the planet. As long as you keep feeding him and you do not ask him any questions about his barcode. He's like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. No good memories there.
I'll work on the...
But to be clear, it was not mistreatment. It was, I wasn't allowed to leave and I wanted to. I am obedient being freedom.
I have one last question. Can I pull up a picture of Alchemistress?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, was this one of the people that...
No.
Okay. And Joker. Good. Joker.
Oh, Joker. Yeah.
I saw him one time, but they covered me up with a blanket before he showed up. But I kind of pushed it aside with a wing.
Okay. Okay.
And he pulls out, like, turns into, like, a seagull with a really long wing, like feathers, so he could flick it aside and look because he's curious as hell. Yeah. So Q just kind of hangs out in the room. And then he's like, I'm going to go hang out. I'm going to go fly for a bit. And just walks out the window and just, you watch as he turns into like a falcon and just takes off.
Oh.
Alrighty then.
All right. And as the night winds down on Thursday evening, it's time to end.
As I'm also working on the walk-in.
That's, you need a full day of downtime for that. You guys, that like I said, you get down after school, but yep. You already did use today, but you'll start after this.
Gotcha.
So, as I said, and with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Good night.